And Ted's got his hand up.
Broken.
Ted, I'm waiting for Ted.
Let me point out that I too cannot chat. It says at the bottom of chat on my screen, chat disabled. But that's not what I really wanted to speak about. Since it's been said how wonderful what Sandy has written that began this conversation tonight, let me say that I'm glad you wrote it because it begins the conversation, but I frankly think it's the opposite of wonderful. He says that two things are badly needed, listeners and money. When setting goals for the general manager and his, her staff, both, presumably listeners and money, are essential. About 10 years ago, our former general manager, Dwayne Bradley, walked into an LSB meeting. That
point of order. Point
okay.
of order.
Ed, are you, okay, are you
Can
making
we please motion? Not say names? Thank you.
This is the Management Selection and Review Committee. He can discuss management.
GM, a former GM, we don't have to say the name.
No, we don't keep, we should keep the names out of it unless we want to move to executive committee or executive session rather.
Go ahead.
I said what I wanted to say and I won't repeat it, but I'm not retracting it. What we were told was ignore G. G in the bylaws is the bylaw that says that the local station board should make sure that programming meets the geographic and demographic needs of this community. This local station board, represented tonight by this committee, has ignored G. We have never attempted to find out what meets the geographic and demographic needs of the community, and as a result, we have put the general manager in a position of operating alone. No, I do think we need to work with the GM to make sure that programming meets the geographic and demographic needs of the community, and because we haven't, we are in this very tenuous state right now. It was said earlier by Marianne Martinez that listeners steer programming. Well, the listeners elected us, and we are a representative democracy, but we also are supposed to have town hall meetings where listeners are heard. Unfortunately, management has not chosen to announce that we are going to have town hall meetings. Most listeners are not aware of the state that Pacifica or KPFT is in right now. And as a result, we may die a very quiet death because of this secret. We seem to agree that having a building, having the ability to program live would help us dramatically. Well, the Pacifica National Board has sold the building, but we don't know, and I speak now as the former chair of a temporary committee that I named the Million Dollar Building Committee. We had no idea how much money we had to work with, so we didn't start looking for another property because we had no idea what money we had. Now, perhaps our national board members, some of whom are on this committee, can give us some information so we can start programming again live with the ability to use the phones to put people on the air. I would like to point out that as an example of the kind of programming that our community needs, this past week, the Houston City Council voted to provide a homeless facility in the Fifth Ward. They talked about the vote that occurred in City Council. and they told us that two people voted against it. They didn't tell us the names. I tried to go online and Google it and couldn't find it out. That kind of information is the kind of information. And I have one last point, and that is, if I understood PK correctly, I don't agree with her. I think as the National Football League is a nonprofit organization, KPFT should try to raise as much money as possible. The reason we may die is because we haven't done that, because we haven't made that a priority, and we can do that with good programming. That's what I think.
That point is very well taken, in my opinion. Sandy, is there anybody else with their hand up?
It looks like Teresa wants to say something again.
Okay,
Teresa, can you repeat? You're all cutting up.
You're breaking up.
I would like to talk about where we are on the agenda.
We are, I would like to think that we are moving to item 7 on the agenda, which is using the information that Sandy has given us and discussing metrics and goals to review staff and programming. And we wandered far afield on that. Is there anyone who would like?
May I speak to that? Metrics. When I'm looking at on-air for fun, it's concerning.
I cannot hear you, Teresa.
You're having an internet problem, Teresa. Your screen's freezing, your audio is breaking up.
Teresa, turn off your video. Maybe your sound will come out better.
Okay, we'll see if that works. When we were in development committee and we were talking about how you see that in February of 21, we have lowered the goals, the overall goals for our pledge drives, I find that very problematic because I find that too many people, if they don't have a goal or a very low goal, they don't excel. I don't think that many of the programmers, and perhaps because so many of them are new, I don't think they're developing a plan for how they're going to hit their goals. Somebody like Arnie Arneson, her program is at 5 in the morning, and I love that show, but sadly she has not persuaded me to get up at 5 in the morning to hear it, so that's why it's been taken off the air. But I must admit, I liked it so much, I sent her a couple $100 to her station where she is on the East Coast. It worries me that we've lowered the goals. It also worries me that, for example, in December, we had a quiet drive. Last year, we raised a certain amount of money, and last year, the quiet drive was only in December. And this year, we had a quiet drive in November and December. The numbers went up just slightly. I think the number did not double. And in there we had a Giving Tuesday, which is the Tuesday after Thanksgiving. And I think that we really have to be, Sandy has done the best he can to find numbers, and the numbers should, the projects that we work on and we put our effort in, the numbers should reflect that. And if we put something into a project and it doesn't produce anything, then we know we've done wrong. But if we smudge up the numbers and we put a lot of effort into Giving Tuesday, for example, but we give credit to the quiet drive, then it's misrepresenting things. And I think it's a problem that I've been hearing about. As for the last 15 years, people have said you can't have, they've counted the number of days that some of the stations are having pledge drives. And when you stretch your pledge drives over so many days, people just give up. I think that we should concentrate our efforts to raise as much money as we can in our pledge drives, and make them efficient and productive. So our listeners are always not thinking, well, they're just coming to me for money again. And they just they're so exhausted they tune us out and tune in some other station.
Teresa, can you circle that back around? That was all true. Everything you said was true, in my opinion. But can you circle this back around to the goals of the MSRC and how we can collaborate with management?
Well, I think that we've done
it. Three hands up, too.
I think we have started by having Katia Stitt of WPFW give a presentation to our programmers. And hopefully, even though we don't have a program director, our general manager can work to go work with each of the programmers individually to have them each come up with a plan of how they can improve their raising of money at the pledge drive that starts in a few days.
Excellent. Sandy, does anybody else have their hand up?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Richard, Adriana, and Nancy. Excuse me. I'm wolfing a Caesar salad.
Richard.
I think Adriana was first.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry.
And then Nancy.
Yes. I agree with practically everything that I hear, but I want to come back to some. I know that the art of talking is not mine, but I want to try to exemplify what I'm trying to say. Imagine that I have a small convenience store that was really Papas and the Mamas, and then suddenly I start selling rotten food and my shelves are empty. Obviously, the neighbors will not come. I will not have so many customers because I have rotten food and sometimes no food at all in my shelves. I can replenish all my shelves. I can start having good food, but will take time for the customer that have a bad experience and left to realize that they can come back and we are offering something that they can use. What I'm trying to say, we need to produce something first in order to make the community see that we are serving them and they can come back. And like always, if we do that, the community will support us, will come to us. My worry is that we keep trying to circle back and saying, oh, these are the numbers to review. No, we don't need, we cannot use one or two parameters to review the general manager because he have a contract and we need to review him in all that is in the contract that he signed. I agree that we should put goals and try to see if we can help. Absolutely. But I don't like that we're there. Oh, these are the parameters or the metrics that we will use to review. No, that's not what we use to review. We can say that we can work with him and see if we can set some goals and we can help. But it's not that you use this metric. It's nothing like that. That doesn't exist unless that we want to have another problems in our hands, obviously. He have a contract and we need to be sure that we are helping him to achieve the goals because that is the goal of our station. And we need to be sure that we are not saying, okay, forget all the rest. Like Ted was saying, forget all the rest and we will measure you in this. No, we can put this goal, we can talk, but please take off the review word because it's not even possible to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Richard, Sandy, who's next?
Looks like we have Richard and Nancy with their hands up.
Okay.
It's Nancy, but I defer to Richard. I'll go after him.
Thank you.
Oh, gosh. I am off of mute. Can y'all hear me? Adrian, I agree with you that that this is not a review, and I don't think there's I think we're misunderstanding that we're putting this forward as a review. As I understand it, this is just starting the conversation with the general manager. And this is what, you know, when we go in to have a conversation with somebody, you want to come to the point and say what we're interested in and have talking points. And I think that's all we're doing. And as far as, Jane's, and also agree with Adriana on micromanaging. And I don't think anybody here wants to micromanage. I may be wrong about that, but, Jane, your next, agenda item, I would like to put that off, to the next meeting because I haven't even seen Sandy's report yet.
Agreed, Richard.
Hey, Richard, do you want to make that into a motion?
Well, I'd have to write it down then. okay, move that we, move item 7, I guess it is, and I'll-
Point of order, Nancy.
Let me make my motion first, Sandy. I mean, Nancy. My motion is that we postpone item 7 until the, what would that be? The February meeting.
Second. Even when we don't need second, I second, because we need to be sure that what we are doing and the study what we receive.
I agree. You know, that old thing that gets banged around on our head about don't second things in a committee. The wording there, the key wording there is that seconds aren't required. If we wanted to make seconds or thirds or fourths or whatever, that's our waste of our time. You know, so we ought to be able to do what we want to do. And we know they're not required. So thank you, Adriani, for your second.
Motion has been made and seconded to defer discussion of agenda item 7 to the next meeting. And we haven't established the date for the next meeting yet.
Wait.
Motion has been made and seconded. Is there discussion on the motion?
We have Nancy, hands up, and Ted. Nancy, hands up, and then Ted. And I see Richard again.
No, I just haven't gotten it off of it yet.
Yes, sometimes I do the same.
Nancy?
Yes. Could we ask if the public has any more comment? They're supposed to have at least 30 minutes, according to the bylaws.
Really?
Yes, it does. It says 30 minutes.
Committee, and it's not necessary. It is allowed, but it is not necessary.
No, it's required.
No, it is not required.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. The board and all the committees.
Point of order.
No, this is a point of order. This is a bylaw offensive. Could you please ask if any of the public want to speak?
Ted?
I have two motions that I already wrote and sent to the whole entire LSB. So, because I didn't want to. Anyway, my two motions are there. May I read them?
My point of order.
You have to take a point of order, Chair.
May I speak?
Yes, Ted.
My understanding is that we're on item number 7 and Richard moved that it be delayed until our next meeting. Nancy's comments were about public comment. I don't think they're germane.
Thank you, Ted. Who else is in the stack?
Richard.
I see Teresa. Teresa and Richard. Maybe he hasn't asked. I don't know.
No, point of order. I have two motions and I'm being skipped or forgotten. I got a text from the public asking that, telling me that the public comment is dead. I'm worried that the public may have wanted to speak and was not offered. That's why I made
point
this motion.
This is out of order.
Point
we
of
have
order.
A motion
point
on the
of floor. Order.
Motion
there
has
is a, seconded. There is a pending motion. It's been seconded. A call for a vote.
I need a question. Second.
The only relevant discussion is to the motion, which is to defer the discussion of establishment of goals until the next meeting. Richard, do you want to call the roll?
Wait, I have my hand up. Can I speak to the motion?
Hold on, you twice. I'm sorry, Ted. I apologize.
Adriana, Teresa, Ted, all of us are with the hand up.
Go ahead, Ted.
Okay, this item number 7 includes the word establishment goals for review of Dr. Franklin's performance. In the minutes of our last meeting or the one before, it said that his job description will be what we use to establish goals. And metrics maybe is a new wrinkle, but we've already said that his job description will identify what we will use to evaluate him. My point is that this need not be revisited. We just need to start delving into it.
Point of order, this is not germane. There is a motion on the floor, and it pertains to moving item 7 to the next meeting. Call the question.
Madam Chair, first of all, a point of order, the chair needs to give the floor. Second, you cannot make a point of order, talk, and then decide that you call the question. Or you talk on something, or you call the question. And in committees, we don't call questions.
We, okay.
Because it's that the committee will do, shall discuss. We are talking, and it's totally germane what Ted was saying, because we are talking exactly about point 7 that is part of the motion that Richard did, and I second. And we need to keep discussing this issue if we want. It's not because you have the number, you just vote and that's it. No, that's not how this works.
Is to defer discussion on item 7 to the next meeting.
In my hand up and Nancy hand up.
Call the question. I call the question again.
I have my hands up.
Mac has called the question.
No, you cannot call the question.
You cannot do it
if you don't give you
the
floor.
The only thing I can do.
You
Jesus.
Need to wait. You need to wait till you have the floor. And before that, we have me, Nancy, and other people with, you cannot yet call the question because you don't want to listen. Go in line, and when it's your time, you can call the question. Sorry.
Excuse me, but under the rules, that is exactly what I can do. I can call the question.
One that you have the floor, sir.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
The discussion.
Raise your hands, Sean.
The motion.
Time to talk about the motion, Madam Chair.
I can't keep track of, I apologize because I can't see who's got their hand up and I.
Me, I will. Nancy, Richard, and somebody that's a guest. But you have me, Nancy, and Richard in that order. If somebody else wants to talk, they need to wait.
Okay, Adriana, I got it. Thanks. Sorry, I had to run in the other room.
Adriana?
So you've got Nancy, you've got a guest, and you've got Ted, again, who wants to speak.
Adriana first.
Okay. I would like to limit further discussion on this motion to 2 minutes per speaker. and only one speaker, once you've spoken on this motion only.
Yes.
That's your big chance. 2 minutes. Go ahead, Adriana. Thank you.
You know, it's absolutely true. Richard asked for this to be postponed, to the next meeting. But it's absolutely true that one of the problems is that we are using language and words matter. Take it from me that I don't know this language that good, but when you have something that said, review discussion of metric and establishment of goals for review of Dr. Franklin's performance, is giving the impression that this is the measuring tape that we will use to review. And we know that that is not true. Because before, like Ted said, we are talking about approval of a process, not to change to one or two metrics that we decide. To this committee, discuss the process. That's why number 7 is not even, I think that, like I said, we need to be careful because we are using words and words matter. Okay?
Thank you.
Point of personal privilege.
Yes.
Okay. So we've had in our other meetings, we've discussed the word review, and I did use that in a text. By no means was the intent to say this is the review. This is all of it, 100% of it. This simply establishes guideposts and gets awareness on everybody from everybody that we're about to lose KPFT. We're not going to be able to pay our bills. And as I understand it, there's not much money to loan out of our mothership. So we've got to be self-sustaining again as we once were. This is not the first time KPFT has been in this position. We were here in the early 90s as well. So, you know, we've got to come together and focus on these things. And I'm talking about a collaborative discussion with management and all of us pitching in to make sure that we're able to attract dollars and listeners, all of us. Now, if you're not on air, okay, you don't provide the content. But if you are on air, there's an increased burden of understanding that we're in a real dire place right now. Sorry. Thank you very much.
And as the person who wrote the agenda, I meant to be inclusive in the way that Sandy just described. I apologize that the wording was not as consistent. And next time you will catch it soon, and I will fix it. Richard.
We still have Nancy, Ted.
I took my name down. I took my hand down.
So yes. You got
Nancy.
Ted and Teresa.
And Nancy. Guest. And someone marked guest from the
And party. A guest.
3 minutes, Nancy.
Nancy defers to the public. The guest.
That's
guest? Chair, could you ask the guest to speak?
I did. Guest, please speak.
Oh, sure. Can you hear me?
Yep.
3 minutes. Thank you.
I have a question for Ted, for the parliamentarian. With regard to calling the question, I always understood that you couldn't call the question in committee, that the whole point of having a committee meeting was so that you could fully flesh out, issues without having, them unreasonably curtailed. Could you just clarify that for me? That's my first question.
May I, Madam Chair?
Sure.
Page 464 of the 12th edition of Robert's Rules of Order says specifically what was just asserted by our guest. If you want to end debate on an item, you can call people out of order because they are being dilatory, repetitive, or they are not being germane. They're not sticking to the topic at hand, or they can shut up. But you cannot, by a two-thirds vote, close debate in committees. It has to be unanimous, and that is by silence.
Okay, thanks. Another question with regard to points of order. My understanding is that you can make a point of order by saying point of order to the chair, and then you wait to be recognized before you launch into your whatever it is you're objecting to that you feel is violating the rules. Is that correct? Okay, because I'm hearing both Susan Young and Sean McPherson not following that.
I'm sorry? I missed this part of what you said.
Not following what?
Somebody missed.
I missed this part of what you said. I'm sorry.
Hello?
Maureen, they're talking to you. They're asking you a question.
Yes?
Again, there must be always those things happen, right? I mean, a strange chance, suddenly, if you don't want to hear something happen to the people that are talking, is anybody muted?
The chair muted me.
The chair did not mute you.
The message that appeared on my screen before people started saying they couldn't hear me was, the chair has muted you. So,
It means
the one that have control of the meeting, Madam Chair, and you are not. You are not. The one that have control of
Adriana,
the meeting.
You're out of order, please.
Doing it.
Adriana, please. Serene, all I said was I missed the last part of what you said, and I wanted to hear it.
Okay. Whoever has the controls on this call muted my phone. That's why I could not be heard. The words, the chair has muted you, appeared on my screen. And then people
just
were complaining they couldn't hear
me. Just hear what you actually said so that we can move forward.
Okay. Ms. Scheidler, don't do that. I'm saying the reason people were having difficulty hearing me is because the person controlling the call muted me. So you should figure out who that is, who has the controls, and ask them to not do it. What I said with regard to Mr. McPherson and Susan Young, but more so for McPherson, is that you cannot simply declare point of order and then begin speaking. That's not how that works. You must be recognized. This entire operation seems a little peculiar to me. You know, if you're looking at listenership and you're looking at the report, which, you know, perhaps can be posted, PDFs can actually be posted to the KPFTX calendar. So you post those things in advance so folks can really look at it. If the schedule has changed, putting up a chart of who was listening at 4 p.m. in February of 2019 and who was listening Tuesday at 4 p.m. in 2020 or 2021, when the schedule has changed, isn't very informative unless you know what the program grid said at the time. So you can tell that people were listening, but what are they listening to? Right? You can't compare apples to oranges. They are all fruit, but that's about it. So please post the PDF on kpftx.org so that folks coming to the meeting will have had a chance to actually look at what is being presented as data that is being used to usefully measure something. Thank you.
Thank you. The information was sent to the entire Houston LSB. It wasn't sent to the entire world of Pacific. Teresa, do you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Point of order.
No. Yeah. What is your point of order, Nancy?
I deferred to the public to speak, but it was my turn. So could I have my turn, Chair? Oh,
if you deferred to the public, now you're reclaiming your time?
Yes.
All right. You have 3
minutes. Once again, that's not a point of order.
God. Oh, my God.
Okay. Nancy, is this relevant to the motion that's on the floor?
Just let her speak. Jesus.
I can't wait.
Yes, I have two motions that I wrote and I sent to everyone, and I sent to everyone on the LSB. And I would appreciate having those motions considered. And whenever Richard makes a motion, I really would like him to write it down so that people know what it is and that it does not evolve and change later on with paraphrasing. But written down is really the best way to do with a motion.
I agree with you. Writing down things down is right.
I did not ask. I didn't think you had the floor.
No, I don't have the floor.
Could I please not be interrupted?
Nancy? The timer is running.
So my motion...
It's out of order, Madam Chair. There's a motion on the floor. This is not
already a motion on the floor.
The motion I read your motions that you emailed, and neither of them apply to the MSRC committee. They're to be taken up elsewhere in the LSB. They're just not relevant to this committee meeting. Although they're lovely motions, they're just not work. They're not, they don't belong here in this discussion.
I differ. I have a different opinion. This is the GM's job. This is the GM's responsibility.
This is out of order, Madam Chair. There's a motion on the floor.
There's a motion on the floor. If you have something to discuss about the motion on the floor, please tell me. Is that you?
Yes, it should be in written form.
Teresa, do you have the...
Is the chair going to ask Richard to write it down?
This motion was...
Oh, the motion is... Okay.
...by one person, and it is to defer discussion of agenda items...
Oh, please, written.
No.
This is obstructive.
This is dilatory, and it's not... And it's out of order. Nancy, and I'm really sorry about that. Teresa, are you speaking to the motion?
Yeah, I am. So I guess I would like to ask Sandy how he imagines, can we wait until late next month, or when do you anticipate that we should should take up number 7? And what's your plan for how we would tackle number 7?
Okay. Well, if you read the report in total, I've suggested, you know, a way to look at it. But, yes, we should wait, read it over, go to Pacifica Streams, do your own research, and see what's going on. I think, you know, deferring until our next meeting is the right thing to do, is my opinion, if that's what you're asking.
And our next meeting is 1 month from today?
We haven't said it.
We need to determine the day of the week and the date of the next meeting. That is agenda item 8.
We're making this a lot harder than it needs to be, to be honest.
Indeed.
All right. Maybe perhaps we're ready to vote on the motion then.
I will call the question. Motion has been made and seconded to defer agenda item 7, which is discussion of metrics and discussion of goals, until the next meeting.
Shall we vote?
Secretary, can you call the roll?
Can you hear me?
Ask if there are objections.
Are there objections to voting?
No. Are there objections to the motion?
We've been discussing the motion for 20 minutes.
There is no objection to the motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I'm still going to send the words, though.
Madam Chair, will be Ileana? Just a little thing. Can we open the chat? Because, for example, this will be easy to put that motion in the chat.
No.
Why is the chat disabled?
Chats
on
part
of it in the chat.
I think Nancy pointed out Zoom chats aren't part of the meeting.
Richard, are you
Bob
good?
Gardner.
Good.
Okay, Madam Chair, I'm looking at KPFTF.
Oh, God,
point of order, Nancy.
Bob Gardner.
Ask for the floor.
I am asking for the floor.
Are you discussing the motion that's on the
exactly what I said, Bob. I said Bob is asking for the floor.
Let him ask.
Are you discussing the motion that's on the floor?
I didn't hear any objections, so if you could just announce that the motion carries so we can be done with it, please. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Amen.
Absolutely.
No objection to deferring the motion, agenda item number 7. It is passed by acclamation unless there are some objections. I heard no objections.
And if some of you would like to read the motion, it has been sent to everybody.
Thank you, Rich. Agenda item 8, we need to determine, I think we need to determine the schedule for the next meeting and choose a day of the week and time for this committee to meet. Does anyone have any suggestions in the form of a motion?
Trying to get the...
Richard, may I ask you, I don't see your motion. I see it. You are the secretary. Can you read it just to comply with people who are asking?
Why don't you read it? I just went to another file. I got to get back in there.
Okay. The motion said move to postpone item number 7 to the next meeting. It's in writing. Okay.
Motion passed. We have no objection.
There was no objection.
So we ought to move on to the next item.
The chair is waiting for a motion to suggest a meeting day of the week for this committee.
Thursdays look promising.
Thursday is a national board meeting date.
BMBs.
I think we have to, Madam Chair, I think we have to look at the calendar to see what kind of dates are open. The first of the month usually gets jammed up with meetings. We get somewhere down further in the meeting and then record it.
Monday the 14th is open and then Fridays are open, but there's no KPFT business on most days. So, although there'll be other specific meetings, we can still schedule. So.
Well, I don't have the calendar. I'm just saying we need to look at the calendar.
I can see the calendar and I can see that Monday the 14th is open and have two Fridays, the 18th and the 25th.
I hate Fridays.
Yeah, not Fridays.
I know. Yeah, we have the 14th, the 14th and the 21st because the 21st is other stations have nothing to do with us. All the Mondays are open in the month of February.
Okay. And so the second question would be, would anyone like to establish, for example, the second Monday of the month for MSRC?
Fine. So move.
You gotta write it.
And starting with February 14th.
We agree.
I'm on KPFTX calendar right now. The 14th is available. It appears that the second Mondays are available moving forward.
Looks good. I'm right there with you on the page.
And Adriana made that motion, right?
Exactly.
Yes. Okay. All in favor of the motion are hearing no objections to scheduling.
Wait.
Okay.
I just want it to be known that my daughter is getting married and I'm going to Philadelphia. I will be unavailable from the 13th until the 27th of February.
For
an excused absence, but I will not be present.
Thank you, Ted.
It's a damn good excuse, Ted.
you don't get those very often. Congratulations.
And I have another meeting that I've put off, and I've got to leave right now, so.
Thank you, Ted. Thank you.
I think we're leaving, too.
Okay.
So her motion passed. We're going to be meeting on the
second objections.
Second Monday.
Second Monday. Thank you, Adriana.
Madam Chair, Teresa. I move to adjourn.
All in favor of adjourn?
Any objection? I saw, Madam Chair, I saw four hands up. I don't know if people forget to lower their hand or they want to talk. I don't know.
I haven't been able to get mine down. I'm working on it.
Chair, Nancy on the stack.
Thanks, everybody. Have a good night.
I have a question, please.
Nancy is asking for the floor, right?
Call into the next meeting, Tareen.